fifth perek of Ma'aseh Sheni Mishnah Vav. We mentioned briefly before the concept of beer, and which is known as beer maitres. A person has to distribute or get rid of maitres at certain times in the 7-year cycle of maitres, and now Mishnah is going to discuss how that is done. Erev Yom Tov Rishon shel Pesach shel Reviz shel Shviyas. After the end of the third and the sixth year is the time of the beer, and the time that was set for that was the Pesach afterwards. So the Erev Pesach of the fourth year and the seventh year, well, you see, that was the time the person had to distribute or get rid of the maestros that he had to take care of. Kesed hu ha'yud beer, how is this done? Noisen truma, truma is maestros lebolon. If he has truma in his possession, he has to give it to the Kohen. The same thing, the truma is maestros goes to the Kohen. Maestrishon lebolon, maestrishon gives to the Levim. Maestron lebolon, maestron goes to the poor people. He has to make sure if he has any of this in his house, he gives it out. Maestrishon bikurim, maestrishon bikurim which belong to him, meizvarim b'chol mokum. You have to get rid of them completely.
So
we do today. This is hanogea halacha l'maisa. The person has a coin that he redeems his maisa sheniyan or his neter avayan. When it comes to Erev Pesach of the fourth year or the seventh year, he has to destroy that coin. He can either do it himself, or there's certain organizations that will take your coins and they go out in a ship into the sea and they drop it over there. Rabbi Shimon Arimah, Abikurim Nitzan Lukahanim Kitshumo. Rabbi Shimon says, Abikurim, it doesn't have to be destroyed. It's given to the Kohanim. Or the previous Tanakhama said, Achidish, that not only Mashashen has to be done away with, but also Bikurim, the first fruits. Shimon says the first fruits go to Kohanim, because that's them. They're also type of gifts for the Kohanim. Yeah. Atavshim, the Sham Yom Tzav Levar, if something was cooked with a vegetable or fruit that is from Maisa Sheni that you have to get rid of. So the Shaman says you have to get rid of the whole thing. But since it's only giving flavor, it's not the main part of this dish. Therefore, it says this doesn't exist anymore, and you do not have to destroy that tafsha when the time of the beer comes.